Yo, what up though, it's your boy T-Lip bringing you another episode of the Speak On It podcast, man. Back at it with another one, man. Hey, sad day for the kid, man. Sad day, man. Goddamn Lakers just got swept by the Denver Nuggets. Fuck. It hurts, man. Oh my God. What is going on? But no, man, it was a good series, man. Obviously, the Lakers got swept. But first off, shout out to the Denver Nuggets, man. They played a good series, man. Like, you can tell they was just the better team. Not by a lot, though. Like, they wasn't just the better team by a lot. You can tell, like, they, like, played the whole season together. And, you know, the nucleus of their team was there the entire season. And they knew how to play with each other. They knew different sets to run with each other. Like I said, you can just tell they played a lot of games together. And you can tell they know how to win. Their chemistry was there with one another. And they two stars showed up to play, man. Jamal Murray had four very, you know, great games. Joker showcased his... his beast mode, man. He a beast out there. Like, respect the Joker, man. He a beast out there. The things that he can do with the basketball, the shots he can make, the passes he can make, him being in the post and just being able to just bump you one time and shoot the ball, like float the ball right over your head. Joker's touch is, like, that's why he's a great passer, because his touch. Like, he's like a quarterback. Like, Joker would be a great quarterback. He can throw. You can tell he can throw. The offense runs through him. His pick and roll, him with Jamal Murray, is lethal. Him pushing the ball in transition and looking for the shooters. Shooters made shots this series for them, man. MPJ had a few games where he made multiple three-pointers and good timely three-pointers as well. KCP actually made some damn shots. Finally, I mean, it took him 10 years. I remember in the bubble, Brian had to call a timeout and say, bro, when I pass you the ball, shoot the fucking ball, bro. You wide open, shoot it. Now he want to shoot the ball and shit. So, but I ain't, man. Whatever, KCP. You whatever. But Aaron Gordon even made three-pointers in this series. In game four, he had like three threes and well timed three-pointers as well. Bruce Brown made some threes. Even Joker made threes. Like, there was games in previous playoff series where Joker didn't make a three the entire game. But Joker had games against the Lakers where he made multiple three-pointers multiple times. They were well-coached. Their rotation was small. They only played, like, three guys off the bench. Jeff Green, Brown, the two Browns, and that was it. They bench came out there and gave energy. Sterling Brown, I don't know if his name's not Sterling Brown. I think it's Bruce Brown. He nice, man. He comes out there, he brings that energy, he plays defense, he attacks the basket. He made a couple threes for sure. I think the first game he had like 20-something points. Jeff Green knocked down like two or three timely three-pointers this series. You can just tell they played together. You can just tell they was a number one seed. You feel what I'm saying? But the first game, they only won by 6 points. After they had a lead by damn near 20, the second game, they only won by 5 points. So they won the first two games by a total of 11 points. Like, that's and the games was fairly close. Like, the games was tight. They wasn't like, it didn't really get out of hand to the point where like, oh, we just let go of them and they just came back because we let go. No, the games is pretty tight, man. Like, a 20-point league in the NBA is not that much now because the game is up and down. There's more shots being shot up because of the change to the shot clock. If anybody don't know about the shot clock, when you get an offensive rebound, it don't reset to 24 seconds. It reset to 14 seconds. That means that allows the game to get more shots up. That's just something for you people that don't understand that. The Denver played well, man. They They played well. They played together. Like I tweeted before, they looked like a one seed and the Lakers looked like a seven seed. The Lakers literally had to fight back from 2-10 because they had fucking Russell and Patrick Beverley in their backcourt the entire first 50 games of the season, where there was no shooting, no shot making, no defense, like none of that. That backcourt didn't offer them anything. So they should have made the trade before this season, because they started 2-10, and then they had to, like, before the All-Star game, they was the 13th seed, and they was like damn near 8 games under 500. So they had to have like 25 or 26 games and win damn near 18 of them games to even make the playoffs. So it's like they had to cover so much ground because they dug themselves a huge hole because they had guys on the team that didn't fit on the team. Like, I blame that on Pelinka. I know we like to say, all right, Pelinka, you know, he did a great job at the trade deadline. No, he didn't, bro. He got some pieces that he should have fucking been got. He should have, first off, they should have never even got Russell Westbrook. They should have told LeBron, no, we ain't trading for Russell Westbrook. Just like they told LeBron, we ain't signing Ty Lue. LeBron wanted Ty Lue as the head coach. And what happened? They said, no, we ain't signing him, but we going to give you Russell Westbrook. Like, that's on the management. Like, LeBron can suggest anything he want to suggest. They going to do what they want to do, and they chose to bring in Russell Westbrook. Like, you can't just blame that shit on LeBron. Just so I'm, because why would you just blame that on LeBron? You ain't just blame all these other trades on LeBron. D'Lo and Beasley and Bamba and Rui, that wasn't on LeBron, was it? Y'all gave all the credit to Pelinka because that's his fucking job. LeBron is a player at the end of the day. I understand the power he holds amongst the game, but he's still a player. He ain't making that move. The organization had to make that move, and they chose to get Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook is not a winning basketball player. Hall of Famer, Mr. Triple-Double, all of that. But he don't play winning basketball. And his energy around the team, it wasn't good. Anybody can see that for 2 years. And I understand that LeBron and AD was injured after they won the championship because of the rush season after the bubble. They had to play 82 games in 2 less months of the season. Damn near 3 less months of the season. So I understand them getting injured and things like that. And then you come back in 2021, 2022, where they get injured again. And it's just up and down. Like, it's just up and down. But you still have Russell Westbrook, and that fit was never going to work. They got swept, man. Lakers got swept. They lost game 3 by 11. They should have had game 3 at home. They lost. They ended up losing that game by 11, and then they lost game 4 by 2 points. Like, all of the games were close. Like, I'm not just about to sit here and say, like Miami is beating Boston ass. Like, this ain't that series. Miami is beating Boston ass. They over there spanking them, like, beating them bad, making them quit. The Lakers ain't quitting, and that's what I like. Like, I understand we want AD to play better, but I think this is just what AD is. So we need to add better players around him, and so we cannot depend on him as much. You feel me? Like, this is what Anthony Davis is. He's going to come and go. He's going to be great one night, and he's going to be mediocre another night. You feel me? Like, he's probably put together 5 straight decent games. You can mark him down for, I would say, 17 points and 11 rebounds. But some nights he'll give you 5 points or 8 points and 4 rebounds. And another night he'll give you 35 and 18 rebounds. There's no consistency with him. So that's just the guy he is. Like, shout out to AD doing his thing. And I'm glad he was able to stay healthy this year. And, you know, at least when he came back and wheel us to the playoffs, because Brown was out for the last damn near month and a half of the regular season. And AD, it was on his back, because D'Lo was out too for damn near 3 weeks off an ankle injury that he barely even rolled. D'Lo got to go. he's not a serious enough player to be playing at this high level. He need to go to a team where he can just score and nobody cares what he's doing. I understand his talent, his offensive range, what he can do, but he's just not serious. He don't know how to play like serious playoff basketball. So, like, even in the Memphis series, like, there was games he was just, like, doing dumb shit and just going missing. In the Warriors series, there was games he was just going missing. And we like, bro, what are you doing? And then in the Nuggets series, he just became unplayable. So I would trade him for sure. And I'm hearing the Kyrie stuff again. If there's a way that the Lakers could sign Kyrie Irving and Austin Reeves, that would be my backcourt right there. I will put the ball in Austin Reeves' hand. Austin, you are my point guard. You are the combo guard. You are my point guard. We will run the offense through you for the majority of the game. Of course, we're going to get the ball to Kyrie to get to go and do his thing because that's what he is. But you are the point guard. Kyrie can have some point guard plays and do that to a certain extent. But Reeves, you are the point guard. And build around that. So if they could make that happen, that would be great to have Brian, Kyrie, and Reeves as your backcourt. That's what you want to see right there. And then we'd go out and find another quality four that can 3-and-D, can shoot, can do something. Go and find another nice rotational centerpiece that could sometimes start and some nights. And just bring physicality and knowledge of the game and wisdom of the game, probably like a Brook Lopez, or I would like a Isaiah Stewart from the Pistons. He seemed like he's a force. He rebounds the ball. He plays hard. He's young and he's physical. And obviously you need somebody that can check Joker in the West to get through the Nuggets, which I think the Nuggets going to fall off a little bit next year. Because I don't think they're going to shock nobody. I'm not saying they shocked nobody before, but it's like once you get better and people start to know, like, like, the Nuggets have overcame that hump. You feel me? They made it to the finals. I think this is the first time in franchise history. So now teams are going to prepare for them and play them every week tough. So Lakers need to go out and get – they just need to add pieces to the squad. Add great pieces that fit to the team. Add quality players that know what they're doing. Like, there need to be no more questions. Like, this Lakers team next year featuring LeBron and AD needs to be one of their best teams around them. They need another guy. They need another superstar guard. They need some tall wings that's 3-and-D that can play. Ananobi, a Cam Johnson. They need some shooters. They need shooters. Brian has always had shooters around him. In Miami, he had Mike Miller. He had James Jones. He had Ray Allen. Chalmers could make some shots. In Cleveland, he had J.R. Smith. He had Kyle Korver. He had Kevin Love. He had, Kyrie. Like, Brian need shooters around him so he could operate in the post and they can't squeeze down on him and double-team him. Like, you see how Joker, when he got in the post and they double-team him, and every time he kicked it out, it was an open three-point shot for him. KCP, Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray, Bruce Brown. Like, these guys was knocking down shots because they can fucking shoot. We need shooters. Lakers need shooters, bro. Bring shooters. We thought that we was getting that in Beasley, but Beasley, oh, my God, I know when they say, oh, bro, people make shots until they come and play with LeBron. Man, for the last 2 years, he hit the most threes in the NBA. He was like top three on the list, Malik Beasley, for hitting the most threes in the NBA. He got to the Lakers, and he was fucking terrible, bro. Terrible. He couldn't make a fucking shot. This dude couldn't make a shot. Like, this dude didn't play in the playoffs at all. because he couldn't shoot. He could not make a shot. And the thing with Beasley is that if his shot not falling, then he's not a good basketball player in the NBA for a team. He's not. He don't play no defense. He don't put the ball on the ground and go to the basket and make passes. And he don't have a mid range. Like, it's like these one trick ponies. Like, if you can't shoot, then that's all you have. Troy Brown became unplayable in the playoffs. Like, we need to trade. Then we need to somehow figure out a way to get Caruso back. And we can add Caruso back to the picture. If we can get Caruso and Vujicic and pair them with AD and get Kyrie, I don't know how they're going to make it work. They need to make it work, though. They need to make it work somehow. Some people need to take some pay cuts. Because, I mean, the max now for NBA players is $50 million. Like, shit, why wouldn't you just sign for $40? I mean, it ain't like... I understand there's a $10 million difference, but, bro, it's $40 million. You're making $40 a year. That ain't bad. I could have made $50 a year. Bro, you making $40 million a year, bro. Do you want to win or what? For real. I don't know. Can NBA players do that little signing bonus shit? Like, I know LeBron on the books for $46 million. Like, let's say, could they just, like, sign him, like, translate, like, 15 of that million into, like, a signing bonus and then add that back to the cap, how the NFL do? I don't think they can do that because I think it's all guaranteed. Well, I know it's all guaranteed as far as in basketball, but they need to figure out some type of way where they can cut some money off of LeBron and have some more money to give to other players. Because they need to put the best team around LeBron, bro. Like, we already see that this is LeBron's team. This is not Anthony Davis' team. Like, I know we want to say that so much, and I know we really want it to be Anthony Davis' team. I know we do, man. Everybody wants this to be Anthony Davis' team, and we want him to showcase that he can be the MVP and the best player on the team. But it's just not that, bro. It's just not that, bro. He not a alpha dog, bro. He not an alpha dog. He not a dog. He's a very talented player. Like, his arsenal is deep, but he don't always play consistent basketball. And that's his whole knock. But since we know that now, Lakers need to go out and get another star guard or a star wing, or they need to build the best team that the Lakers have ever had around LeBron and AD. This coming year needs to be the best team where when it comes around the All-Star break, you ain't trying to transform your whole team because you down by because you minus 500 at the trade deadline. You don't need to go out and we need to be damn near by the halftime. What is not by the trade deadline. The Lakers need to be a top three seed. They need to be probably thinking about adding one little piece because their team is gelling and they clicking and they playing well together and they started the season fast. They didn't start the season fast, bro. They literally was 2-10 and made it to the Western Conference Finals. Kudos to them, bro, because it was tough. Kudos to them because it was tough. But just imagine if they had these guys at the beginning of the season. And they start off 10-3. And then they go to 20-6. And then they go to 30-11. And now you just got that much more room to breathe. They didn't have no room to breathe. Not every back-to-back that, you know, these guys are missing. It's like, man, you shouldn't have missed that fucking game. We needed that game. We needed that game versus the Rockets. We needed that game versus the Mavericks that, you know, AD fouled him on a three-point line and then missed the free throw at the end. We needed that game versus the Bulls that we lost at home. We needed that game versus whoever, man, versus the Thunder when Brian broke the record. We needed that game. Those are games that could have been easily won if motherfuckers was healthy and not playing from behind all the time and not having to play like every quarter was the fourth quarter in these games because they needed to make up for them starting the season off so slow. So they better put the best team around them. Rob Pelinka, you on the clock. Fuck all that. I'm excited what you did for the trade deadline, but bro, you need to bring in, you need to go and get Kyrie or a Damian Lillard or a Zach LaVine. You need to go and get some of these guys that you can get. Don't get DeRozan. We don't need another mid-range two-point. We don't need that. We need a three-level scorer. An athletic three-level scorer, preferably. I know Dame talking about he want to get out. I don't know where Dame want to go. I know Trae Young ain't happy. He was at the Lakers game last night. Where do he want to go? Lakers need to go and be greedy and go and get another star guard that can play the game, bro. And pair them next to Reeves. Reeves is going to be the point guard or we bring in another like, you know, Trae Young or Van Fleet or I don't know. Dame, whoever. Kyrie. Reeves will be the combo guard next to them. And they need to build a team around them. And I'm sure if they do that, they go and get another guard, there's going to be people that's willing to come and play with LeBron James and Anthony Davis and help them win. And win. Like, don't forget, Ron Artest went and became a Laker and played next to Kobe and helped them win a championship. Don't forget that. That was a great piece to that. And they still had Lamar Odom. And they still had a championship guard in Derek Fisher. Like, don't forget that these quality guys that know how to win, you need those guys on your team. You need tough guys on your team for when it get rough and get tough. They know how to play. Can we get P.J. Tucker? Is P.J. Tucker free? I don't know. I know if James Harden want to leave, who says P.J. Tucker going to want to stay in Philly? Man, we just need to figure it out. But like I said, man, it was a great series. They won all four games by 20. I think it was 23 points total. All of the games was very close. All of the games came down to like the last minute or two in the fourth quarter. And that was a one seed versus a seven seed, a tired seven seed. Great series. Yeah, they got swept, but I ain't tripping. It don't matter. LeBron's still the GOAT. It do not matter. And if he'd have won the championship, it would have added on. Just because he got swept, that don't mean nothing. This don't mean nothing to LeBron's career. Nothing. It don't put a stain on nothing. It don't got nothing to do with LeBron's career. LeBron is literally, arguably, the best player to ever fucking dribble a basketball. Everything now is just cookies on the top. Cherries on the top. He's still giving us high-quality basketball. High quality. 40 points last night. 10 rebounds and 9 assists on 15 of 25 shooting. 2 steals. Guarding Jamal Murray and Joker in the same series for the last 2 games. He played all 48 minutes last night. Don't talk to me about LeBron, bro. I don't want to hear nothing about LeBron. LeBron is still the best player on the Lakers team. He's still one of the best players in the NBA. And if I had to build a team, I'm only taking like 3 or 4 guys over him right now. If I had to start a team, I'm only taking 3 guys, maybe 3. I may take maybe 4. But shout out to the Joker, man. He showed me that he's the best center in the game. Like, these are the moments where you show that, though, in the playoffs. In the regular season, that's cool. But when you come and do that shit in the playoffs and you dominate in the playoffs, that's when you be like, oh, yeah, he great. No, Joker great, bro. Joker is good, bro. Joker is, I tweeted this the other day. Joker is better than Embiid, bro. Embiid is too inconsistent. Embiid sometimes care and he don't care. Yeah, Embiid can score, but sometimes he don't really want to win. Like after the series, he blamed it on his teammates. Like that shit was weak. Joker plays winning basketball. And he helps his team win. And now they're in the finals. Jamal Murray got in his bag this series. I'm happy for Jamal Murray, though. I always knew he could score. He had that versatility on his offensive game. But he showcased his bag crazy this series. But we got something for him next year, though. It's a rookie that's sitting on the bench right now. We got something for him. We got a 6'6 guard from Michigan State that's going to play a lot of minutes for the Lakers next year. Mark, book it right now. Max Christie will play a lot of minutes for the Lakers next year. Book it. So, great series, man. We're going to see who head to we're going to see if Miami Heat can close out the Celtics tonight. Game four is in Miami. The Miami Heat are up 3-0. We might see two sweeps in the conference finals for the first time in NBA history. And we're probably potentially going to see the Nuggets and the Heat. And we'll break that down later on to see who's going to win on that one. But great series. Shout out to the Denver Nuggets, man. Y'all did y'all thing. Y'all carried y'all low all season. I don't really like Mike Malone because he's a little arrogant motherfucker. But you can tell he a good coach. He get the best out of his team. That's cool. He definitely does things. So shout out to him too, because coaching means something at this time of the season. And we're going to see who's going to win the championship, man. But shout out to the Lakers, man. We're going to come back next year ready to go, hungry, ready to eat, ready to ball. And don't let them get Kyrie. I'm just telling y'all right now. If Kyrie want to take a couple less dollars to come and play with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, just wait on it. Because if you drop Kyrie in the series against the Nuggets right now, the Lakers win. If you dropped Kyrie to start game one in this against the Nuggets for this series, the Lakers win easily. They lost every game by an average of like 4 or 5 points. And D'Lo didn't do shit in none of them games. So just imagine if D'Lo scored 15 points. They win. But he didn't, because he's not a star. He's a good player. But Kyrie's a star, and he's going to show up in all of the moments. He is the moment. So let's make a splash, Rob Pelinka, Genie Bus. It's time. Darvin Ham, he started off this season shaky, but I think he finished pretty well. He got to get his rotations together. And that starts with having the fucking right team at the beginning of the season and not playing from behind and not having to go through all that BS that he went through at the start of the season. He will be better from this season. He will be better from this year. Hopefully, we shall see. But that's all I got for y'all today, man. Sick the Lakers got swept, but it don't matter. I ain't tripping. It's all good. See y'all next year, because it's going down. It's going down. The boys going to come back healthy, and it's going to go down. They ain't going to be playing 40 minutes in December because they got to go into 6 overtime games to try to win a game, because Russell Westbrook shooting 9 threes and Patrick Beverly shooting 5 threes, a three-pointer, and they're missing all them shits, and they ain't playing defense. All right, let me stop talking about them. But that's it, man. Appreciate y'all for tuning in to the Speak On It podcast, man. We locked and loaded. Let's get it. Lip out.